Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The way stem cells function is revealing clues about aging. Sean Morrison, professor of pediatrics at the University of Texas Southwestern, explores this newly discovered breakthrough in biological science.
The ability of our cells to operate is determined by the proteins that we produce. Proteins are not just critical building blocks in the production of new cells, but also the enzymes that regulate most cellular processes, like metabolic pathways. If a cell tries to make proteins too quickly, the proteins become misfolded and can damage the cell. Alzheimer's disease is an example of a disease caused by protein misfolding, which slowly kills brain cells over time. Studies of aging model organisms like worms and flies have shown that increased cellular production of proteins reduces lifespan, while decreased production of protein increases lifespan. During aging, stem cells must be maintained throughout life in regenerative tissues, such as the skin and the blood-forming system. However, no one had ever been able to study protein synthesis in adult stem cells or whether it influences their maintenance. In my lab, Rob Signer adapted techniques to make it possible to study protein synthesis in mouse adult stem cells. We found that in the blood-forming system, the shortest-lived cells produce the most protein per hour, while stem cells produce the least protein per hour. Increases or decreases in protein production by stem cells both impaired stem cell function. This suggests that stem cells have to produce protein at a lower rate than other cells in order to be sustained throughout life. In other words, the rate of protein synthesis is an important component of cellular aging. The ability to quantify the amount of protein synthesized by stem cells has opened a new world of biology in which we'll be able to study differences in protein synthesis among cells within our tissues and understand how and why cells make proteins differently.
That was Sean Morrison of the University of Texas Southwestern. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
It's the P-R-O-T-E-I-N, important of the past when I pen, native nectar with the rats in the pen, Tokyo trigger song gets in bend.